Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Baron's Crypt, our 94th show. As you can probably tell, I've got a slight cold. So people are going to ask, Baron, why, if you were so not feeling that great, are you going to do a show? Simple. One, I promise. Two, there's things I got to get done. Three, it's for the horror fans. And hey, four, the year is coming to a close quite quickly. I only have one more show to do this year. That'll be on the 26th. It's a busy week. Shredding Metal Beasts, our Tuesday night show, is a nutty Christmas version. And then on Christmas Eve, I'm doing Sinister Death, which is our Doom, Death, Grindcore, and Black Metal show. And let's just say that's going to be completely, thoroughly, offensively vile. I mean, it is a total... can't even use the word to describe the show because it's just so blasphemy-filled. So, anyway, tonight's show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk a little bit about horror films, obviously. I'm going to play Midnight Syndicate's entire new album here, The Christmas, A Ghostly Gathering. I basically said I was going to play all 16 tracks over the course of December. At times it did not work out for one reason or another. So tonight I'm going to play all 16 tracks in one big 47-minute block. Oh, just one little catch. The tracks won't be in order, so if you're trying to maybe download the show later on and you're going to try to maybe divide all the songs out, one, good luck on that trick because that hasn't worked for anybody on any other music show I've done. And number two, they're not even going to be in order. I mean, I'll tell you afterwards what songs played in, you know, the list, but that's not really going to help you if you want to buy the album. So why don't you just be, you know, a good soul out there and actually donate to the band, which pretty much gives a freedom to their fans to play their music whenever, wherever, and however they want to do that. Not a lot of bands do that, so, you know, be in the Christmas spirit, if you would, and do that. Or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or paganism, or Druism, or whatever you're into. As you can tell, the voice is not that great, but I'm going to give it my best shot, and if I start to deteriorate fast, we'll just go right into music and say the hell with it, and that will be the 94 show, and we'll just have to bag it from there. So, with that being said, normally we go over those who have passed away first, which we will do. We only had three deaths to report, thankfully. On the 12th of December, we had Rose Siggins, age 43. She passed away in Denver, Colorado. She had worked on the American Horror Story, The Freak Show series. Then on the 14th, we have Edmund Lindeck. He was 90 years old. He was actually born in Bayonne, New Jersey. I'm not too sure where he passed away, but we do know where he was born. He was in the Sweeney Todd, The Demon of Barber of Fleet Street. It was in 82. And also in The Red Right Hand that came out in 2001. And the other person on the 15th was Kenneth Pogue, age 81, died of cancer. Doesn't say what kind of cancer, but cancer. Did 20 horror film credits, such as Bad Moon in 96. He was on the TV series of The Outer Limits, Millennium, Night Vision. Also The Dead Zone, Murder by Phone, and Day of Resurrection. So, we got that covered. Normally, I play some music right about now. Guess what? I'm going to save the music in case I decide to have a coughing spell or something else. Because you don't want to hear that on the air, do you? Our horror icon of the week. Yes, it's another week. I do another horror icon. Hey, that's my style. So the horror icon of this week is Leslie Easterbrook. Most people know her from the Police Academy films. However, she has really come on strong in the horror scene, if you would. Announced projects. We got Hollow Point, where we have, let's see here. Henry and Jane are hoping for a weekend. They will help them rekindle their love for each other. Oh, everything's to be going just as planned until the sun sets and the full moon lights up the sky. The director is Thomas J. Churchill. Some will remember we had him on our show quite a while back. It stars Noah Hathaway, Mindy Robertson, and Courtney Palm, among others. Then we have Penis Lane, a hardened criminal fresh out of the joint, takes a job as a handyman in a really poor-looking home. But the twisted horrors he finds inside are enough to send anyone running. So why does he stay? Why is so many people attracted to this particular home? Well, we don't know who the director is going to be of the project, but we do know that Daniel Roebuck, Tyward Main, and Muse Watson are joining Leslie on this film. Then we have The Taxidermist. Oh, finally something more cheery. Okay, maybe we're going to taxidermy human bodies. I think that'd be an interesting subject. Well, a discredited surgeon kills and stuffs unsuspecting guests at a secluded bed and breakfast. Yes! Finally, somebody who's going to stuff human bodies. Just think about it. You want to keep your wife around or your loved one around or whoever? Look at us. You can stuff them and have your family over for the holidays all the time. I wonder, could you stuff them and put them in the carpool lane to get you down the roads faster? I don't know. And it says a carpool lane means more than one person. Never says anything about being alive. I don't know. Personal question there. Does that mean if you have an urn of someone's ashes, you can travel on down that carpool lane? Or maybe you've got a hearse and you've just picked up a body. Do you get to use the carpool lane then? These are questions I have. Sadly, I have no one to ask them to except for you, the audience. By the way, this week I'm not taking any phone calls because I know my voice isn't going to make it for an hour and 52 minutes. So the director of this particular film is Thad Turner. It stars, along with Leslie, of course, Mark Rostan, Tim Abel, and Linda Wang. Then we have the Book of Halaba, and it's in comma book one. When a young researcher gets permission to stay overnight inside a large library, she's excited for the opportunity to work alone uninterrupted. While looking for a book kept in the endless basement book stacks, she hears a loud bang, another book falls off a shelf, and it's the Book of Habala. Drawn to it, she picks it up and begins to read. Inside, it's a collection of stories, more horrifying than the next. This sounds like an anthology film, but that's okay. We're all for that. The director is John E. Seymour, starring, Jacquin Holland, Jade Bruce, and William D. Koff. As for pre-production mode, we have William Frost, director is Natalie Bible, stars Jillian Murray, Mitko Hughes, Jordan Ladd, and of course, once again, Leslie. Then we have also in pre-production mode, Vendetta. A savage killer is stalking the people closest to two sisters. The villain may be someone they know, someone they trust, or someone who just wants them dead. Ooh! Anyway, the director is John Fasano. It stars Ryan Kennedy, Marion Ramsey, and Michael Gregory. As for completed films of this year, most recently, there was Terror Birds, when Maddie Stern discovers her father has gone missing during a routine birdwatching excursion. She and a college friend trek down into the wilderness to find him, only to end up in a wealthy scientist's desolate, Ranch Avery, where they encounter a pair of giant, hungry terror birds believed to be extinct for centuries. The director, Sean Kane. It stars Jessica Lee Keller, Lindsay Sporer, Greg I think it's Evigan. Evigan. Then, let's see here. As for something that's been released, and you've probably all seen by now, at least on the Sci-Fi Channel, was Lava Tarantula. It was a 2015 movie. I also got a copy of this through, I think it was MTI Video. Anyway, you can, basically volcanic eruptions in Los Angeles unleash this giant swarm of gigantic lava-breathing tarantulas. Director, Mike Mendez, starring Steve Guttenberg, or Gutenberg, Nina Peoples, Patrick Renna, and Carlos Bernard. I did a review of this actually this past year on Rogue Cinema, which got about 1,100 views to it. And I thank you all for helping that to get to that level. Jimmy, as for thanks, we have one particular film she was thanked for. It was Monsterpiece, the Theater, Volume 1 from 2011. This was a ghoulish collection of fireside tales guaranteed to scare the living as well as the dead. Wait a minute. How do you scare the dead? I mean, they're dead. They've already faced the biggest fears. All right, I guess we're going to scare them anyway. So anyway, the director was Ethan Terror, starring Kane Hodder, Tiffany Shippas, and Caroline Williams. Now, two of the films, most known for in horror. One I consider personally, and the other a lot of people do. So let's go with everybody else first. The Devil Rejects from 2005 by director Rob Zombie. The Murders Backwoods Firefly family take to the road to escape the vengeful police force, which is not afraid of being as ruthless as their target. Starring Sid Haig, Sherry Moon Zombie, Bill Moseley, and William Forsythe. Now, as for the film that I find to be most terrorizing is the completely mad gone mother role, is the movie called The Afflicted. It came out in 2010. Had the pleasure of seeing this film at the Terror Film Festival in Philadelphia, in fact. I remember it because at the end of the movie, I was on one side of the theater, and a splatterpunk horror hound, if you would, fan was on the other side. Everybody else had left the theater. That's how messed up this movie is. Excuse me while I get a sip of water. I'll be right back. So, anyway, this is actually kind of based on a real true story. It really is. If you read into this, you'll find the backstory. It's both fascinating and bizarre. Big overlooked by justice. Sorry, there was no Dr. Phil at that time to take care of this issue. So, what are you going to do? Basically, the story is an incomprehensible abuse delivered by an explosive but violent mother of four, a journey through the mind of a child that experiences living hell, basically pimped out by the mother to older men, and then she turns around, the mother, and decides to pimp out the younger daughter, almost like pre-teenage, to these men. It's a twisted religious belief system of the mother, really messed up story. Messed up even more in real life, too. The director was Jason Stoddard. The star, Kane Hodder, who only had a very bit role in it. J.D. Hart and Michelle Gray were just among some of the people. Even some of the credits are a little twisted in this thing. Certain people who were in the film retracted their name from the movie because of how explosively deranged this movie actually became. The producers had a falling out with this movie too because of the lack of payment back from different studios. Perhaps a lot of rumors got floated around. It was a really messed up film, so I really advise you to see it, because I'm telling you, I'm going to write a review about it one day if I can ever figure out how to. I mean, things that happen in this movie, I don't even know how to put them into a review that somebody would allow me to do, and that's really a problem. Some people also would say another well-known film she was known for would be Halloween from 2007, Obviously, we all know the storyline of that. We know it was from Rob Zombie. It stars Scott Taylor Compton, Malcolm McDowell, Tyler Mane was in that. Brad Dourif was in it also, so you can note that. As for the first horror film she ever did, came out in 2001, called Maniacs. Now, should note that that's M-A-N-I-A-C-T-S. It's two serial killers meet and fall in love in an asylum for the criminally insane. Upon escaping their corrupt captors, they flee the country and try to live a happy, normal life. Unfortunately, normal turns out to be, well, a state of mind, a state of bliss, just a how do I feel at the current moment and how many people can I make them feel just like me? And if that means carving a smile on your face and making you just as happy as me, well, then that needs to be that way. So anyway, the director was Kurt Kressler, stars Jeff Fahey, Kelly Waymeyer, John Furlong, and Mel, I believe it's Winkler. So that wraps up our Horror Icon of the Week. I'm going to take a small break now and play a little bit of a holiday favorite here on that I particularly enjoy. Everybody knows the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Well, guess what? We have Grave Robber, or in this case, Wretched Grave Robber, with the track Grandma Got Half-Eaten by a Zombie. It's a really cool track. You're going to love it. You're going to want to play it all the time. Enjoy.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Grandma got beaten by a zombie. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as zombies. That's what me and Grandma, we believe. We've been drinking too much eggnog, and we warned her not to go. She forgot her medication as she stumbled out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were scratches on her forehead and incriminating bite marks on her back. Grandma got beaten by a zombie. Walking home from our house with the same. You can say the from the swing is zombies. That's what me and Grandpa we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. He's sitting there watching Walking Dead and Night of the Living Dead with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. We just can't help but wonder, should we open up a gift or send it back? Grandma got to be eaten by a zombie. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as zombies, but that's all me and Grandma we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of bed, and the blue and silver candles, that was just a mess with her and Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors about the rules in zombie land. Travel light and wear a seatbelt. Beware of bathrooms, cardio, and double tap. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as zombies. That's what me and Grandma we believe. Now, Grandma got to be eaten by a zombie. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as zombies. That's what me and Grandma.
Grave Robber with Grandma got Grandma got half eaten by a zombie. Yes, it's a nice track. I enjoy it. We play it often here. All right, as for anniversaries, we got actually two we're going to talk about. First is Night Kill, from was released in 1980. Actually, no, this film came out on December 18th, and we were supposed to do the show then. And even though I got a cold now, I was sicker then because I didn't even have a voice. Today, I've got a voice, barely. So what was that film about? Well, let's give you a little information, shall we? Basically, a woman is convinced by her lover to poison her cruel husband, a rich businessman. However, she becomes terrified when she finds out that her lover is dead as well. A sinister PI who's investigating her husband's disappearance contacts her and learns that more than one thing is happening in her world. So anyway, the director is the late Ted Post. I believe he passed away in August. Let me see if I can pull that information up. Yes, August 20th of 2013. He was 95 at the time of his passing, in Santa Monica, California. He had worked on such films as Magnum Force with Clint Eastwood in 73, and even Beneath the Planet of the Apes in 1970. So he was experienced in his work, even though this film was a bit odd. I had also worked on the Twilight Zone series back in the 60s, from 60 to 64, various, I think it was maybe four episodes, if my notes are correct, which they usually are. It starred Robert Mitchum, Jacqueline Smith, Mike Connors. The writers for this particular film were Joan Andre, screenplay, and also John Case, who did the story, 97 minutes long. It also starred Fritz Weaver, Sybil Danning, the very beautiful Sybil Danning, I should mention, Melanie McQueen, Michael Anderson Jr., Sanford Gibbons, Patty Lombard, and Bill Allen. A couple notes about this film. The picture is most notable for the featuring of the horrific third act shower scene, in which the device of the attack is the hot steam from wall jets. The sequence is often compared to the shower scene of Alfred Hitchcock's 1960, you got it, Psycho. Basically, this film was actually made about 20 years after that film was released, and was basically a lot of people had put it down as the 20th anniversary of the famous Hitchcock classic, in fact. See, Hitchcock influence, once again, transcending time, influencing others of every aspect. What's the neat thing about this movie, it was filmed on location in Arizona by a German company, according to the film critic, Leonard Martin, I think it is. I could be wrong. Maltin. Maybe that's how you pronounce it. The film had a very interesting climb through getting released. It was made in 1980, like I said. It did premiere on, I think, television on December 18th, in fact. And then it was intended to be released in January of 81. But like I said, things happen and the film goes right on the television. So it missed the theater window. Just a little kind of note there. Now, another film that was released today for December 20th, you know, I try to get everything for every actor for everybody, was Santa Sleigh. This came out in 2005. It was a 78-minute movie. It's a comedy, fantasy, horror film, rated R, obviously. The film was released here in the United States on this date. However, in Canada, it did come out on October 25th. Basically, this is a film about Santa Claus is actually a demon who lost a bet with an angel. So he becomes the giver of toys and happiness, but when the bet is off, he returns to his evil ways. I always knew that Santa was a corrupt individual. I always told people, you're letting this guy just enter your house, burglarize it, basically, breaking and entering. He's trying to get close to your children. Obviously, and you got some woman always kissing Santa Claus. So we know he's up to no good. Okay, so the director was David Steinman. Stars Bill Goldberg, Douglas Smith, Emily D. Raven, I think is how you pronounce it, I hope. Robert Culp, Dave Thomas, Rebecca Gayhart was in this one, Fran Deischer also. So, you know, it's an interesting movie. I have seen it. I'll give you that much. Bizarre? Oh, yeah. Odd? Oh, yeah, no question about it. I'm not going to fib here. It's not a normal kind of movie. What's his name? Tommy Tiny Lister. He was listed as Tiny at the end of the movie, but he's only credited as the gas attendant in the movie. You know, it's a strange movie. It takes a little bit of Norse legends into the Santa Claus mythos, if you would, into the film. So that's an interesting little thing. And the body count for the movie was 32. Not bad, huh? I think that's kind of nice. Santa would decide to go on a killing spree. How nice for Santa. Oh, all the nice little kitties out there. That's what we need, a little beheading of reindeer. Anything good for the holiday spirit. Okay, let's move right along for some other news here. A little bit of information from Ryan Woods. He's on. He's an author on. You can find him on Twitter. He's also RyanWoodsAuthor.com. I believe he's also on Facebook. Basically, he tells me here. You know, says he knows I got an obvious love for the horror genre. Wanted to know if I wouldn't mind mentioning about a publication called Devotion Z. I just released a Bigfoot special edition that features a lot of talented authors and artists in there. So definitely I'm willing to mention this, obviously. You can find more about this by going to twitter.com, obviously. Devotion Z Mag, also check it out on Facebook. Devotion Z is a monthly literary horror magazine available on Amazon. They accept short stories, poetry, and artwork submissions. So definitely check this out. Support the artists, support the authors out there. Great way to get introduced in all kinds of new horrors out there, especially those who are familiar with the cryptozoology of Bigfoot, the Yeti, and such. Speaking of some other news out there, if you've been following me on Facebook, you definitely know I've been supporting the Miles Allen, the actor. He released this really twisted, creepy version of the song Baby, It's Cold Outside, the psycho version. Yeah, it's a psycho version. I wanted to play it on the air, but I could not get his permission. So it's really sad. I never got his permission to play it. Without people's permission, I will not play anything on the air. It's just my style. Some people argue with me that you don't need their permission. I disagree. It's different if I had somebody I was interviewing on the air and they had made things public and I wanted to play that for you. So you heard them talking about it and then brought it out. But this is a little bit different. So, you know, I can't play it for you, but definitely check it out on Facebook. It's not too hard to find. Just go to Miles Allen. It's A-L-L-E-N, actor. And, you know, on Facebook, and you'll find it. It's really easy. You can also go to Baron's Crypt, and you'll find the video that I posted there, too. Excuse me. Let me get some more water. Like I said, I'm bound this cold. I'm trying to give you, the horror fans, everything I can possibly do tonight. Okay, moving right along here. Yes, as noted, on January 8th, we have Scott Churchson, excuse me. He's going to be on the show. Hopefully, I'll be over this cold, and it'll be a good interview. And yes, we are still hoping to get a confirmation. We haven't had it yet from Theodore Shubat, the controversial person, yes. But we are definitely going to have him on the show because he has opposing view to horror films and such. And I don't play it safe on the show. Never did, never will. So when somebody has opposing view and they're willing to come on the show to talk about it, that's great. It will not be a one-sided conversation where I ask him, go ahead, blast the horror genre, and that's it. It will be a fair exchange of question and answer. And I hope he's ready for that because, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you, the fans, are. If you have questions to ask him, you can send those to a direct message to Baron_Craze, and I will read those questions out to him. But if they are controversial in the sense of full of nothing but cursing or whatever, I'm not going to ask those questions. You should know that by now. As for the spirit of the week, I'm going to recommend for the holiday season, we talked about it earlier this year, but I want to recommend it one more time because I think it was great, is Poison. You can still find it in a lot of stores out there. A lot of people loved it. I think they restocked their shelves with it. And what better gift to give at the, you know, at the Christmas time than Poison? I think it's a great way to treat your family members to, hey, here's a bottle of Poison. This is how I feel about you, especially since Christmas Eve. will be a full moon. Oh, isn't that wonderful? The alcohol, the family. Gee, some people may have gotten that early Christmas gift of a chainsaw, a shuffle, some other tools, some alcohol, full moon. I don't know. You tell me what I'm thinking about. Making another kind of horror movie for Christmas time? Sure, why not? How about Christmas Eve horror time? Something like that. That sounds like a wonderful thought. We've got 5 days to the Wretched Christmas giveaway, so to speak. So be ready for that. As for the body bag here, which is our mail call, did get a film in called Condemned, so I'm very happy about that. That actually is from the RLJ Entertainment Company. And let's see here. We're going to play another real quick commercial break from Black Flag TV. Be back in about 46 seconds, so enjoy.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
Okay, so obviously you know why I took that small little commercial break. That's right, I had a coughing spell there, so I pushed on. Pretty much we're running out of music slowly here. Soon we'll be playing the Midnight Syndicate 47-minute album there. So let's get on to a couple other pieces of information. On the Indiegogo funding site, Echo Lake Massacre, finishing funds for Jonathan Moody's film. He's looking for $20,000. He's got $155 in the bank. 33 days are left on it. 1% has been funded. Very bad time for funding projects during the holiday season. I have to be honest, it's not smart. I've never really seen one of these things go well during the holiday season. People are spending their money on Christmas gifts and such. They're not spending it trying to fund your movie. I would say suggest them to pull the film and then put this back up in, say, February. You have a better shot of getting more money, I think, then. If you're familiar with the film, you know all about it. It's got Brandy Sutherland in it, Annabelle Pince. It's P-Y-N-C. We have Troy Heppner. Jimmy Reese is in this movie also. Tiffany Armstrong. Stephen Sturges. They're basically looking to finish this movie up. So they're looking for you to help them finish their feature slasher movie that was started actually in the back end of the, 2010. So this has been going for a while now, 2010, and what are we, 2015, just about to close it out. So, you know, we're talking a bit of time there to get your film done. Also with Jack and Guile, Queen of the Desert. It's this film from Midlands, UK. They've got basically 200 pounds for the 50,000 pounds they're looking for. About 27 days are left on the project, and that's been basically funded about 0%. It is an odd film dealing with basically homophobic skinheads who find themselves trapped in a gay bar surrounded by drag queens while fending off a horde of hungry, flesh-eating zombies. Okay, that's about basically the movie, so if you're interested, you can check it out on Twitter under Jack, and it's G-U-I-L-L movie. Also on Facebook under Jack and, again, G-U-I-L-L. And, again, this is on the Indiegogo site, so check it out. As for GoFundMe, we have the Pretty Fine Things world premiere. Originally looking for $1,800. He's now knocked it down to a clear $1,000. Got $550 into the bank, and this is from Ryan Scott Weber, the writer and director of Mary Horror Trilogy, comes this new horror suspense film. When the search for a missing girl turns up empty, her friends decide to take matters into their own hands and they encounter much more than they bargained for. You can find out more about this film by going to Facebook and looking up Ryan Scott Weber. As for Rogue Cinema, I know they're still looking for finishing funds for their operating expenses. Basically, they're looking for a new server. It's going to cost about $5,000. I think they've got about $1,000 into the bank. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure of that. But if you want to give funds, you can go to Facebook and look up Rogue Cinema. They got a button on there for donate. You can also go to roguecinema.com, that many of you obviously know about. And you go scrolling down to the bottom of that page, and you'll find one for donate down there, too. And you can donate if you wish. Okay, we are about an hour and 24 minutes left in this show. And I'm going to be honest with you, folks. My vocals are starting to go pretty hard here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of wrap a show a little tight here and play the Midnight Syndicate's album here. I hope you won't mind that. I wanted to do this all month long. I've never really found the right time. We also do have a really classic version of the First Noel from Orion's Reign. We're going to play that as our closeout to wish everybody your happy holidays, you know, so you can have that. I know I was going to talk about horror history and such. Quite honestly, I just don't have the gusto to go. I'm over here struggling, honestly, right now. I mean, look, I could have came up with a lot of BS reasons why I shouldn't do this show. And none of that was going to be real. I'd like to be real with my audience. I'd like to be honest with you guys. It's difficult for me to do this, but yeah, I'm going to play this section, and then I'll give you the album tracks, and maybe I'll do some shout-outs or something, but I'm not too sure about that. Depends how I'm feeling after this plays. So enjoy. This is a really cool album. I do advise people to get it who are big Midnight Syndicate fans, something completely different they did. Hopefully this plays right through, no problems. So, without further ado, it's Midnight Syndicate, and the album is Christmas, A Ghostly Gathering, 16 tracks, 47 minutes, and 21 seconds. Enjoy.
Thank you. listening to Baron's Crypt, starring Baron Craze.
So there we go, Midnight Syndicate, the Christmas, a ghostly gathering, 16 tracks all played for you there, not in order. So if you want the CD, you're going to have to buy it. As you know, my voice is going quite quickly now, so we are going to wrap the show. I will give you the list of the tracks that played in the order they played in. First, it was Night of the Krampus. Then it was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Christmas Overture. Angels We Have Heard on High. Green Sleeves. Everywhere, Everywhere Christmas Tonight. Coventry Carol. Up on the Housetop. Sing We Now of Christmas. Winter Storm. Into the Stillness. The Parade of Time. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Carol of the Bells, Christmas at Midnight, and Little Helpers. So that pretty much wraps the show. We're not going to do the shout-outs only because I just don't have the vocals to go through it all. I do apologize to everybody. We'll add them all into our year wrap-up show on the 26th. Hopefully I'll be feeling much better then. We are going to play by special request Orion's Reign. The track is actually not a horror-themed track at all. It's called The First Noel. Do tune in on Tuesday night for Shreddy Metal Beasts, our Nutty Xmas show. And then if you're so inclined to make sure you definitely get coal in your stocking on Christmas Day, tune in for Sinister Death on Thursday night. It is the Doom, Death, Grindcore, Metal, Black Metal, the whole thing. Very vile show, guaranteed to offend. Thursday night, Christmas Eve night, if you would, at 11 p.m. So anyway, we're done here for the Baron's Crypt. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, the Hanukkah, the Kwanzaa, the Druism, the Paganism, the Wick, whatever. Whatever you want to do, that's your thing. Have a good time at it. Here's Orion's Reign, the First Noel, and then you'll hear our normal closeout music. That's it for us, and we're done. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry it's a short show, but the vocals are going quick, and I don't have much gas left in the tank. Think I've done an admirable job in performing for you tonight, and I hope everyone enjoyed the show. This is about a 5-minute piece of music. Enjoy this, and that's it.